Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce here with Lisa Schwantes with the Colorado Department of Transportation. What is your official title?
My title is Regional Communications Manager. My responsibilities entail taking care of Southwest and South Central Colorado and the public information that needs to go out to the communities in 15 counties. So our region covers up to Montrose, down here to Durango and Cortez in the Four Corners area, over Wolf Creek Pass, and then the entire San Luis Valley to La Vida Pass. And then up to Monarch Pass and Buena Vista. So it's quite a territory.
Yeah, and you drive that every day.
Just about.
No, it's you have great crews that probably, are giving you updates. And then, you're kind of like a doctor of roads. You're on call probably 24/7 and getting that information out.
Oh, yeah. And, truth be told, I thrive on the incident management, which is, this past week, this snowstorm that seemed to be endless. I'm coming in waves day after day. But I just really thrive on keeping in touch with our maintenance crews and what they are doing out in the field. They're constantly communicating with me and our management team, letting us know what the status of the roadways are. And so I'm just chomping at the bit, getting information from them and wanting to get it out to the public so that, travelers are better aware of whether or not they should sit tight and wait out a few hours or a day, or if they can get out on and hit the road.
Yeah. And you've been doing this job 6, 7 years now?
Yes, this April will be 7 years that I'm working for CDOT here in Southwest Colorado.
So I want to add, in that amount of time, what are one or two things that, you've gone, I had no idea, fill in the blank, CDOT took care of this, or that the crews did X, Y, Z. What are some of those aha moments you've experienced?
How much time did you say we had?
we've got, at least, 12 minutes, but.
Gosh, I have been, when I joined CDOT 7 years ago, truly it was within a few months that I thought, oh my gosh, where have I been that I have found my home? I just have really been taken with the industry and I'm fascinated by everything that it takes to keep our highways infrastructure maintained and open to the traveling public. It's one of those things like electricity. You just want to be able to walk over to the switch and flip it and know right. that your lights are going to come on. It's the same with transportation. You want to be able to know that, okay, I'm traveling to Denver today. I want to know that I can get there and right. without any interruptions. So, it's something that a lot of us take for granted. And, just some of the things that I've learned is the construction projects that we use, that we hire prime contractors to take care of the big projects, construction projects that we do. We oversee that work, but it's about making jobs and creating jobs for that industry. And very, very proud to be a part of that. Then there's our maintenance side of things and maintaining those roads and what our maintenance crews do for those smaller projects, whether it's repairing a culvert or doing patchwork and crack sealing those cracks that happen in the asphalt. And, there's just so many things that need to happen to maintain our roads.
Yeah. Well, no, and you mentioned just the maintenance of the roads. And I, the other day I was going along and I want to tell people, don't, if you can avoid without swerving, a big puddle, you might want to do that because sometimes those puddles are big potholes and, people might be saying, why don't they fix that? Well, you got to have the right temperatures and the right, environment, so to speak, before you can go in and fix a pothole, right? Do you have an adopt a pothole program or say anything like that?
Oh, no, we should probably look at that. Just like we have the Adopt a Highway for the litter control. we should maybe look at an adopt a pothole. But in all seriousness, if you see something on the roadway that needs to be reported, you know, whether it is a pothole, whether it's, you know, why is there always firewood on the highway? Yeah. That flies someone's, you know, pickup truck, you know, anything from mattresses to any obstruction on the roadway, roadkill, yeah. You know, we live in Colorado, those types of things can be reported to us. Just go to our website, either the cotrip.org site or our agency website, which is codot.gov. Again, that's codot.gov. And at the very bottom of that page, of landing page, you can contact us and you can click the region and it'll get you right in contact with a customer service representative that can immediately relay that information to our crews and they can get out there and take care of whatever it needs to be that, you know, whether it, like I said, whether it's roadkill, something on the highway that needs mm-hmm. to be removed. Please report that.
Yeah. And I would, you know, advise people too, you know, stopping yourself and jumping out to try and remove something. I advise not to do that just because, you know, somebody coming up around a corner or, you know, you might have your hazards on and, but yeah, there's definitely, you don't want to be doing that yourself. So yeah, definitely reporting that and letting the, you know, the proper authorities take care of it is, you know, vitally important. And real quick, I want to mention, so I don't forget this. If you happen to see one deer crossing the highway, there's going to be more following that deer. So even though one clears, know there's more behind it.
They travel in packs, don't they? Or I guess it's herd. But yeah, you please slow down if you see something crossing the roadway, especially at dawn and dusk. Mm-hmm. That's when be most active, you know, slow down and give that a scan of the horizon there and make sure there's not others that are following behind.
Yeah. And you know, between Bayfield and Pagosa, you have the overpass for wildlife. And it's really cool that, you know, it's completed. Is that working? And if you're, you know, your wildlife cameras captured, you know, all the different wildlife using it.
Yes, it's been so exciting. Our CDOT, actually, this was another, you asked about things that surprised me in learning about CDOT. We have a whole environmental staff and unit, and it's made up of biologists and environmental folks that they take the lead on those types of projects and work very closely with the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Division. Uh-huh. So that we can determine where those need to be put into place, that type of infrastructure, those features like underpasses, wildlife overpasses, wildlife fencing, all those types of features that help keep the wildlife safe as well as motorists, because it's all about, you know, trying to prevent those animal vehicle collisions. It's very, very important that those types of things happen for our area, because we've got a very, being so remote and in a rural area, we've got a lot of wildlife here.
Yeah. You know, and I know that I was privileged enough to take a tour of the 550 connection, you know, south of town, getting rid of Farmington Hill, and you have wildlife underpasses that are designed and constructed in mind with so wildlife can have their, you know, their migratory patterns, things of that nature. How are things going with the construction at the top of Farmington Hill?
Well, we have the southbound, I take that back. We've got the northbound lanes completed and all traffic is moving on those two new lanes. We were able to take care of building and paving those two lanes. And I think we completed that just a couple of months ago. Now we switched traffic to those completed lanes. Mm-hmm. And now we're working on what was there before, the old US 550 alignment. Mm-hmm. And we're completely rebuilding that. And then at some point next year, we're going to have four lanes that lead down into the new roundabout that will go down into the existing interchange that over US 160 at Three Springs. And there's a just for folks who might be new to the area, it's where the new gas station is
So it is, and a reminder too, you know, come down off the hill from southbound or coming northbound south of town at Farmington Hill will go away. You come down a nice long grade that's safer and into a roundabout, cross over the bridges, hit the second roundabout and route yourself either, you know, into town or on into Three Springs.
Exactly. Or to Bayfield. It's going to be much safer. Believe it or not, Farmington Hill is a 6% grade, which is too steep, I'm going to say. And it's windy. It's a curvy. You have to come to an abrupt stop there at the intersection at 160. And when you get a big rig coming down that roadway, especially if we've got icy snowpack conditions, it's not good. So that Farmington Hill is going to be completely ripped up, reclimated into a more of a natural looking terrain. And that signal there is going to completely go away. And so when you come down into the new interchange, it's going to be free flowing traffic, no stops, which is always better for traffic and the possibility of any types of crashes occurring.
Right. And I think too, you know, there's plenty of information out there too on how to use a roundabout, because they are, you know, with people understanding that and then learning that process, you know, it is a continuous flow. I know John Mahoney, being from Australia, always talks about roundabouts keeping the flow of traffic moving. And once people understand the concepts, how to use them, and not be Chevy Chase and European vacation, but understand it does continue to have the flow of traffic.
And, you know, roundabouts are very, very forgiving. If you just take your time, slow down. And we had the opportunity, our family, of being in Ireland and Europe a couple of different times, and they're very, very common there. And you just slow down. And if you do not know where you're going or which exit you're supposed to take, you just take it slow, and you can go around that roundabout as many times as you want until you figure it out. So.
Like Chevy Chase, look, kids, there's Parliament. But anyway, that's no. And again, I did watch a video the other day that I saw on YouTube on using roundabouts. And when I watched it, I went, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, it's not that difficult. So a lot of things that people can, you know, get information. If somebody wants to learn about the projects going on, what is the CDOT website again?
Yeah, please visit our website. It's codot.gov. codot.gov. And on that agency website, we have information about construction projects, as well as our planning and our travel safety. I'm trying to remember. There's just so many tabs that will lead to information, wildlife, the roundabouts. We've got a ton of videos that are available. Just go and explore our website, and it's a wealth of information for the traveling public. codot.gov.
All right. Can you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We got one more break, and I'm going to get you off this Zoom call so you can actually make your 9 o'clock meeting. I know we are pre-recording this. So when we come back, I want to talk about your media days.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to ask you about your Reader's Digest resume, because, you know, we're going to reminisce. All right.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.